Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, welcome to Good Things Radio with your host, Brooke Taylor.
Hello and welcome to episode 28 of Good Things Radio. My name is Brooke Taylor, and on today's episode, we're talking about priorities. Everything must have an order. How's yours? God is a God of order. So that's the question. Do we have our priorities straight? And if not, how can we set it right? We're going to tackle that question, one that I'm actually struggling with at the moment myself. And I've had a couple revelations this week, so we'll go there. We're also going to have an update on the Arise Good Things Radio Women's Retreat. We've got a special guest popping in to join us for a moment on the show to talk about that as well. Let's first, though, start with a prayer, if you'd begin with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God and Father, we thank you for this time together and the gift of good friends, Lord. You yourself had need for friends, for fellowship, and you loved your friends, Lazarus and John, Martha, Mary. You've shown that sharing faith and friendship is a blessing. Lord, lift us up together. May our eyes seek you. May our hearts beat for you. Lord, give us the patience we need to be here today, present with those we love, and your grace to face the challenges in our life with faith and with good humor. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, first, a little business to take care of on this episode, episode 28. Thanks, first of all, so much for your feedback about our last show with Father Nathan Cromley, just a living saint. And I am still kind of ruminating on the words that he had to share about everything from culture to godly men and raising young adults, challenges with teens, women. The title is called Padre in Your Pocket because that's what it kind of felt like. You've got this amazing man answering all sorts of questions that is a great encouragement and very edifying. So thanks to Anne, Dr. Anne, who chimed in and said she actually listened twice because his words were so rich. I got an email from Vicky who said he inspired her to make something for the retreat for every woman. How about that? Applause. And just a lot of great varied feedback, which is what this show is all about. It's a community. So keep it coming. Thank you. And if you haven't heard it again, it's episode 27 and it is Padre in Your Pocket. And speaking of feedback, I think it was the last episode or maybe the one before where we talked about voice feedback because our Good Things Radio feedback line, the phone number is down for now, but you can still leave feedback if you download. It's called iRecord. It's a little app. It's got a big red button and you just press it and talk into your phone and then you can email it. I didn't know if anyone would do it, but we heard from Christina. So thank you so much for that. And she emailed us her feedback. So take a listen. Here she is.
Hi, Brooke. My name is Christina. And I just downloaded a free voice recorder app on my phone, which says that I can email this to you. So we will see how this works. Anyway, I just want to say, I think that the whole podcast as a whole, like all the episodes together, really work so well to build community and friendship. In the beginning, it was getting to know you and Jennifer and your chit chat and, like you said, joining the conversation and being part of that with both of you. And then as Jennifer's life changed and she stepped back, you had this beautiful way of beginning with prayer, and now that we're already friends, in quotes, of the podcast, it was beautiful to now begin to build that spiritual relationship with one another. And I just really appreciate listening, and I really appreciate having that time to refresh myself as a mother and being able to push pause when we have to go pee-pee on the potty, or I have to throw laundry in, or run the vacuum, whatever I need to do in the midst of family life. So I just wanted to say, keep up the great work. God bless you, and know that I am praying for you in this amazing, incredible journey, and I cannot wait to be on retreat with everyone. Thank you so much. God bless.
Wow, wow, Christina, thank you so much. Yes, I am totally with you on the pushing pause in the moments together, you know, where you have to just take a break for a second. And that's what's so great about the on-demand quality. Usually when I'm cleaning or out for a run or a walk, it's so great because I can listen, but then you've got the ability to not miss anything if you do have to pause it. So God bless you. Thank you for your feedback. Again, keep it coming. We love to hear from you. And the line is feedback@goodthingsradio.com. That's the email address. And speaking of the retreat, friends, we have 15 tickets left, and that's it. So, you know, we're working our way very quickly on selling out for the retreat. And again, it's the first one ever, Arise Good Things Radio Retreat. And I wanted to share with you a little portion of an email that came in this week from Jenny. She said, "Dear Brooke, I reached out months ago about the retreat and was added to the list. I'm thrilled to say that I am coming. Yay, Jenny. I can't believe that you are able to offer this retreat at such an affordable price. Thank you. I said months ago that I could spend about $700, and that is almost exactly what it's costing me for the retreat and my plane ticket. I can't explain in words how badly I need this retreat, but God knows, and He's provided me with this opportunity. I'm so thankful. And in addition to a stressful job that carries a lot of responsibility, I'm a single mom, but I was able to arrange for my son, who's in first grade, to stay with his grandparents for the long weekend. It's not only a blessing for me that I can attend, but a blessing for my son and my parents that they will have this time together." Amen. That is the best news. And that, to me, has been the most delightful and thrilling part of this unfolding, is to hear the stories. Because at last count, we've got women from 13 different states around the country that are flying in to be together. And from the story we just heard, from Jenny, to, you know, the email from Vicky, who decided, felt prompted to make something for everyone there, it's already been such a blessing. And if you're not going, I promise I'm not going to dominate the show every single podcast with this retreat. But it doesn't mean that you can't have your own retreat daily, weekendly. And I know the books by Father Michael Gately, he has the do-it-yourself retreat. So it really only requires scripture or you and God. And to speak on that, we have a special guest joining us this morning. I'm excited. It's somebody that I talk to every day, I pray with often, has inspired me my whole life, and one that you've heard about a lot on this show if you've listened from the beginning, and that's my mom. And her name is Joan. She's with me this morning. Hi, Mom.
Hi, good morning. Good morning to the listeners.
Such a chipper voice. All right, you have a piece of devotion. It's a devotion that you read to me earlier this week about the importance of retreating. And again, this is across the board for men and women. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing as you're listening. It is a voice of truth, into directly an arrow into the heart of each person who's living in this culture and society right now. And when you read it, I thought, oh, you've got to share this. So if you could, would you share what you read, and what book is it from?
It's from a small little book given to me by a dear friend in 1998. And it's simply titled Serenity. And with Brooke's focus on the whole framework of the retreat, I read the introduction, which I hadn't read in a long time, but it just seemed to dovetail so wonderfully well. It begins, "For centuries, poets and philosophers have spoken of the universal desire for serenity, for those fleeting, tranquil moments when the whirl of life slows down long enough for our blessings to come into focus. The electronic age has given us the ability to do more and more, faster and faster. At the same time, our need for a balance between work and leisure, action and reflection, has not diminished at all. In fact, since modern life is so fraught with stress and worry, our need for serenity has grown. A quiet moment with a child, the satisfaction of a job well done, a chat with an old friend, a span of time alone to think and dream. Serenity is a million different things to a million different people. Yet fundamentally, it is the same for us all. The need for an uninterrupted slice of time in which we can appreciate the world around us and listen to the world inside us.
As Gus crashes something in the corner. I love your voice. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I wanted to ask for you, before you have a Grandma and Gus date planned, and we talk about prayer all the time. It is your life's heartbeat, really. And it is your gift. And you've got prayer group and you'll be gone for like 4 hours. Where is my mother? I was at prayer for 4 hours. You're at prayer group, but you are a warrior and you're a widow now. And I know that's something that has been difficult for our entire family, but for you, when you wake up in the morning and growing up in the convent, I know that usually sisters have a prayer that they say immediately upon waking. Is there something when you wake up every day that you say or pray? Or because a lot of times people reach for their phone or they'll just get up and go off and running. And I'm guilty of that. Oh, no, especially when you're running late. But how can we begin the day immediately setting our sights upward? Is there something that you do that works for you?
Well, it does go back to those high school days when I was at Notre Dame convent in Toledo, Ohio, and the way that the aspirant mistress, which is the name that we lovingly called the two sisters that were in charge of us, when the sister would turn the light on in our dorm, she would say, "Praise be Jesus Christ," and we would pop out of bed and say, "Now and forever, amen." And it was the same greeting when we met a sister in a hall. We did not say hello, or it was, "Praise be Jesus Christ," and then the other person would respond, "Now and forever, amen." And it is something that I cherish, waking up, as well as the beauty of bringing back a time in my life that was surrounded, completely immersed in a seeking and a savoring of learning about God, and amidst people that had the same idea and pursuit.
I love that. What a beautiful salutation to each other. And that's scriptural. You see that through the apostles and in the early church.
Yes.
So what a great thing to do today. And how better our world would be if that's how we greeted everyone. Thank you so much, Mom.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being here. Have fun with Gus. You guys match today.
Yes.
You're wearing patriotic red, white, and blue.
Yes.
Great minds think alike. Okay, love you, Mom. Thank you. I hope you'll join me again. Thanks, Mom. Okay, so speaking of prayer and priorities, that's really what I want to dig into and unwrap today on the show, because I've really been struggling with this lately. And in fact, I was texting with a friend of mine yesterday, Josie, and I said, "How can I pray for you?" And she said, "Please pray that I have proper priorities in my life." And I thought, oh, sister, we are on the exact same page. Yes. So at that moment, I did. And I've really been meditating on that a lot lately. And it's funny because I remember I used to work full time, which has been my entire life. I've worked since I was 14 years old in radio, and up until last year, I became a stay-at-home mom. But in some ways, I almost feel like I did a better job then of organizing and guarding my time and really structuring my days. And now that I'm home, I'll have a schedule set in my mind, but it rarely works out like I designed it. And then by the time I go to bed, I am just disappointed with how I spent the day and my time. And I'm lying in bed and I'm realizing I could have done better today. I really wasn't as productive as I should have. And I know that's a trap that you can fall into. We can all do that. Of course, every day there'll be undone things. And our priest, Father Jay, he always says, "I don't look at what I did not do." And the day of a priest is long and it could be never ending. But he said, "I have to look at what I did and recognize that God put those things before me to take care of. He planned my day and my priorities," which if you are living a consecrated religious life, I don't want to say it's easier to do that, but it is hard because I get distracted so easily. And I know that the Lord's will was not for me to watch a YouTube video for 20 minutes. I don't believe that's the case. I think He probably would have me in prayer or in some ways using my home as a mission field. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. And, you know, being in a book club for the last year, I know based on our conversations with a group of friends, the ladies there, that this is not something that's just isolated to my situation, but all of us seeking to live honorably in the sight of God with the time that he gives. And so that leads me to a Bible study, because a friend of mine, a social media acquaintance really, that lives actually down the road and I've had an opportunity to spend some time with, and such a great privilege. Her name is Courtney Joseph. She started the website womenlivingwell.com. Maybe you've heard of it. She's an author. She was on the Rachel Ray Show. And she also started a Bible study called Good Morning Girls, which is fantastic. And for years I thought, oh, I want to do this Good Morning Girls, because it's no enrollment. You can just start anytime. It's just you. And if you want to have a group, you can, or if you just want to log on to goodmorninggirls.com every day, you can do it. Now, what I'll say about this comes with a little disclaimer, because I know that our listeners are all different walks of life, all different faith traditions, and we focus on what unites us. We focus on the good and the greatness of God and the grace of our days. But I will say, as being a practicing and doing the best that I can to be a devout Catholic, there are differences, obviously, in our Bibles. Theologically, we do have differences, and that's the reality of it. That's why there's not any longer one religion. So I've not done it because I worry a little bit. I feel like you have to be careful, because there are some things that could be problematic, including the authority of the apostles and the church, the authoritative interpretation of the Bible, which is the prerogative of the Catholic Church as believers. If you go back and you look, it was the Catholic Church. St. Jerome was the one that translated. The Catholic Church brought the world the scripture. Jesus never said, give the world a Bible, write the word a Bible, give this to the world. It was the church that composed and compiled and put these books together and presented it to the world through the Holy Spirit and the divine guidance of God and the Trinity. So that's, I think, something that we all agree on, but not the church aspect and in the interpretation and the different possible directions that you could go. So I've not done it ever, because I can't find a good, solid Catholic Bible study that I can do from home on my own. And if you know of one, I'd love to hear of it. But I thought, I can't let that stop me anymore. So I went to the website and I love it. And right now we're working through the book of Numbers, and I never would have thought the book of Numbers would be thrilling to me. But what I've taken away that she wrote on the website is the reality that God is a God of order. And you see that when you're looking at the book of Numbers. It was chapter 4 that I was reading yesterday, and you look at the dwelling, the Ark of the Covenant, and the order of every single vessel, that there has to be a violet cloth, there has to be a purple cloth, they're wrapped specifically. And even the orders of the tribes and the Levites being appointed, all these ways that God is an order, God is the God of order. And we see that, of course, in everything. Nature speaks to that. Look at what's happening right now with our seasons changing. And there is an order to the year. There's an order to our days. And if it's out of whack, the sun is the center of the universe. If that isn't in line, everything gets thrown off. So that really has helped me ponder, what are my priorities? Because I feel like things are out of whack right now, and I can feel it. And just to kind of quickly go back and wrap up about the Bible study, there are a few things that I've found, even in just the week that I've started already, have been really beneficial. And that is the method called SOAK. I don't know if you've heard of this before. It, to me, is very reminiscent of Lectio Divina. So if you're Catholic, you'll say, oh yeah, it's Lectio Divina. If you're not, SOAK is something that you can do that I think we could all kind of agree on would be a fantastic way to pull the most out of the scriptures that you're reading. And it's an acronym. It stands for S, scripture, O, observation, A, application, and K, kneeling in prayer. So ideally you have a notebook, and she sells them on the website, but you can also just have, notebook of your own, and you write down SOAK. And so every day you read a chapter, and this week we're working through Numbers, or this month. And so you read, say today it was chapter 5. So you read scripture, you write down, you read it, and then O is when you observe. You write down something that you read that stands out to you. What is it that God put in your heart to jump out that day when you were reading scripture? And writing it down is a great way to commit it to heart, and at least for myself. So that is one for the O, the observation. And then you go to application. How can you apply this to your day? How can you apply it today, right now in your life? And then finally, K for kneeling in prayer and to just take yourself to the throne of grace and kneel and ask the Lord to help you in your endeavor to be faithful, to be obedient. So that's a fantastic thing. And there's also a highlighter technique as well. And each highlighter, have you seen this on social media? They have the coolest Bibles that are all color coded. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is artwork. And it's meant to be very significant. It's the church. Everything means something. There's a symbol for everything. It's not just, we don't just kneel. We kneel for a purpose and it's profound. The same thing with these colors. Pink, the pink highlighter might mean about women. And so if there's a scripture about a woman, a female, you use pink. If it's gray, that would be sin or hell. And there are even special highlighters that you can use for Bible highlighting. It's called the Gel Highlighter Study Kit. And I think they're acid free. They're like 10 bucks. I didn't even know because the regular highlighters would bleed through. These are very light, but they still highlight. So that's kind of a takeaway, but just some fantastic nuggets already in just the little bit that I started. And I, as an adult woman and a mother who is in charge of forming and in, I should say, a co-cooperator, with my husband and the Holy Spirit to form the hearts of our children, I have some work to do when it comes to Bible study, because it is no secret that Catholics often have a bad reputation when it comes to scripture knowledge. And I think that when you look at Catholic apologetics, you'll hear, look, if you go to a mass, we read so much scripture. There's the first reading. There's the second reading. There's the gospel. The whole mass is scripture. And what we do, it all comes from the Bible. It comes from God's word. But it's important and it's true, but it is also important to know the stories, the parables, and to teach them and pass them along to our children. We just can't do that enough. So that is something that I'm purposing to work on, because I have my favorite scriptures. I love Psalm 139. I love the 23rd Psalm. Of course, we all know John 6. That is where he talks about the Eucharist and in the body and the blood. But aside from that, I don't have the books memorized. I would like to. And I think that it really begs the question of priorities. Is it more important that I'm watching my favorite show at the end of the day when I'm tired and I just want to relax? Or should I really be working on these things that are going to help me get to heaven? And that's a question that I've come up short with too many times. And so I'm trying to turn it around. I'm trying to make the most of the days for myself and my children. And each season can be a little more challenging than the next, because now we've got basketball. So you're now going into holidays, and how do you get on a cadence? And that's what I love about Advent. It's designed that way so that you can pull back from the world. And even if it's 20 minutes as a family, that you just turn off the lights and light the candles and have some time together singing the O antiphons or to pray. So just a takeaway, if you would like to do a Bible study, let me know, because I would love to have a group. And I don't know, I know that Jeanette Bankovic has a Catholic one, but I don't want to spend any money either. I'm just being honest. I'm just being truthful right now. I want to be able, and that's what I love about the Good Morning Girls. You can just open your Bible that you already have. Everything is done and laid out for you. It's just a matter of entering into it. So that's that. And let me know, because the feedback is feedback@goodthingsradio.com if you're interested. So that's kind of where I want to wrap up today as we go back as a full circle, kind of where we started about priorities. And I heard a survey that by the age of 70, the typical American will spend about 15 years of their life watching television. If you were to spend 1 hour at Mass every week and spend an hour in Holy Hour every week until the age of 70. I don't know, don't quote me on that, but this was a stat I just heard. You would spend about 365 days. Compare that to 15 years of watching television a year. That's pretty phenomenal. And I was also reading about, or I think it was, I was driving and it was on NPR. There was the gardener for Michelle Obama in the White House, and she was talking about how detached we are from where we get our food. And the average child doesn't even know how vegetables grow, especially in the inner city. It's just not the concrete jungle. It's just not something that they are exposed to. But the importance of not rushing through our days and to enjoy our food and to go to the farmer's market and to buy fresh food, and how a breakfast ideally should be about 15 minutes, and it were at least one meal a day, and how often We just can't do that. We can do 5 minutes maybe, but we can't do 15 minutes. And how wrong that is. And, you know, it's funny because I think for me, a big component that changes everything is if I have a saucer. And it's so weird if I have a saucer and a teacup. Because for me, there's just something about a saucer in a teacup that says, like, slow down, or you're on a retreat, or this is a great weekend. Because at times in my life that I've had that, I remember when Jennifer and I, we did our Weary Women's Weekend in Savannah, and we had this wonderful cup of tea and a saucer. And when I've gone to the tea room with my mom the few times in my life, that's the same thing. And it's a symbol for just slowing down, enjoying it, letting it kind of clank against the teacup and sit and read the paper or sit in the scriptures and just let it wash over you. So it's a weird thing, but you know, I think it's about recognizing what it is that we need to do to get ourselves in line with our priorities. Yesterday, I told my husband, take my phone away. I don't want it. Because if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And it has become such a fixture of my attention that something's got to give. And I try to trick my brain, but it never works. It's like if I buy some chocolate and I put it up, I know where I put it. And I unfortunately do not have the fruits of the spirit when it comes to self-control. I will admit that. And the same thing with my smartphone, because even if I just want to check one thing because I'm having lunch with a friend and I want to make sure that we're meeting at the right place, it never ends up being just 2 seconds. Something is always calling me back to it. And it's so hard. I would love to know if any of you listening have been able to cut that umbilical cord from the smartphone. If you've been able to really only use it when you need it, because, and maybe I'm the only one on an island, but which is possible, but it's really challenging because I find that even if I just check something, my mind is preoccupied. Even if I put the phone away, I'm thinking about either something I just talked about, something I need to do on my smartphone later. It's kind of there in the back of my mind. So like chocolate, the only way that I will stay out of it is if it is not in the house, if I physically cannot get to it. Because even if I put it in the very top cupboard of the house or the attic, I will get to it. And the same thing with my phone. I've tried to lock it in the safe, but I know the combination. So if I hear it ringing, or I think, oh, what if it's my child's school? Because everything is kind of tied to that device now. But I do have a landline phone. We do have email. So it is a really frustrating aspect that I'm really trying as I think about being, you know, God, the God of order, priorities, and making sure the sun is the center of the universe and my family and my husband come first in my mind, in my heart, that my prayer life is there. You know, I feel like with my phone in my hand, I miss so much of life, even if I'm not looking at it, because I'm thinking about it, which sounds pathetic, but it's true. So I will let you know how it goes, because I told my husband to just take the phone and don't let me have it. Change the code, whatever you need to do. And I need to alert my friends. I haven't had a chance to tell my friends because my babysitter texted me yesterday. I didn't get a chance to write her back. And now that's all I can think about. My babysitter's going to think I'm rude. I didn't respond about a date that I asked her to babysit and if she can do it. So it, I think, is just part of the weaning process, part of the, just getting off it. And I'll let you know how it goes as we try to realign our priorities. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 28 of Good Things Radio. Thanks to my mom, too. And thanks to Christina for the fantastic feedback. And again, I love to hear from you. It's always nice to exchange ideas and prayers. So if you're listening, let us know. Drop us an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com. And thank you for being part of the show. If you like what you hear, help us out by visiting iTunes. Kindly leave a positive review. It really means a lot. You just need to search Good Things Radio up on the podcast directory. Leave a quick note if you would. And also, this is important. In the coming days and weeks, you may notice some changes if you haven't already in terms of the website. Okay. The header is different now if you go to goodthingsradio.com and our newsletter, because I'm going to be changing that over. Jennifer had the newsletter on her account. Now it's been switched over. Actually, it's in the process of doing that now. I need to create a new one. So I may need to gather more data, but the newsletter is a really important way to stay connected. And when we talk about certain things, to get linked up. Last week, we talked about Into the Breach, which is this fantastic letter, this apostolic exhortation for men. We linked you right up with that newsletter. Sometimes there's giveaway. So just be patient in the process because there's a lot that needs to be changed over, and I'm doing my best and I'm kind of overwhelmed, but we're working hard to get everything transitioned over. So please sign up for the newsletter. It's free if you haven't already. You can do that just by going to feedback@goodthingsradio.com and shooting us an email and saying, hey, can you add me to your newsletter, please? And I think that's it. Thank you. We did it again. Another great episode. If there's anything that you want to hear on the program, let me know. I love to have this community. So if you have an opinion about something, if you have an idea or a tip, keep it coming. It is really what makes Good Things Radio a community. Oh, and one more thing. I hope this podcast will be out by the time November 3rd rolls around. But if not, I want to let you know either way that I am going to be speaking a big thank you to Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish in Aurora, Ohio. November 4th is the date I'll be speaking about raising families and still holding on to your faith, doing the best we can. So if you are in the Ohio area, specifically in the Cleveland area, Akron, Canton area, say hello, the Elyria area, out west, east, doesn't matter. It'll be a great night that's free and awesome fellowship in Aurora. So again, that is Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish in Aurora, November 4th, 7 p.m. And I'm also going to be speaking in Independence, Ohio at the end of the month in November, I think on the 29th. But for now, that's the info. If you do a search for it and even go to stgabrielmedia.com, I have to post the new info. I have a bunch of dates I haven't populated on there yet. You can get all the info. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Good Things Radio. If you would, join me in prayer as we wrap up the show today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving order to all things, our bodies, our seasons, our schedules. Help us to number our days that we may grow in wisdom and establish proper order in our lives. Help us to be salt and light in the world and in our homes. Thank you for this unduplicated day and each precious listener. Lord, we lift ourselves up to you and trust ourselves to your sacred heart. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening to episode 28 of Good Things Radio. Until next time, God bless you.
This episode of Good Things Radio was produced by Mark Cumming at Cumming Home Studio, your solution for all audio and video needs, www.cumminghomestudio.com.